Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eight 8:15 on this Tuesday morning. Before you know it, it's going to be Thursday. And football fans, we've got a great new show for you on Thursdays. You can join Mike Dettelier and Steve Geller for Weekend Kickoff, special edition of Sports Talk Live from Treasure Chest Casino. They'll count down to Thursday night football and get focused on Sunday's game against the Panthers. Come out and hang out with Mike D and Steve G at Treasure Chest Casino and a game bar and grill. Thursday, 4 till 7, Treasure Chest, located in Kenner's Lake Town area on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain, 4540 Williams Boulevard. They can't wait to see you there or listen here on WWL. And with that, we join sports director Steve Geller, fresh off a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you, Tommy. How you been?
I'm okay. What would you turn? 28, 29?
Oof, no. 49. Good
Get
sir.
Out.
Yes, indeed.
All right, let's talk about the Saints. disappointing effort against the Chargers, but I'm going to tell you what. Now, hang on with me. Everybody, just don't freak out. But if you look at the rest of the schedule, if we can get Derek Carr back, and first of all, before I get to the rest of the schedule, let's talk about Derek Carr, because you look at Cincinnati, they got Joe Burrow, right? They got their quarterback. You look at Dallas, they got their starting quarterback. They got Mike McCarthy. If I was in one of those cities, I'd really panic, because that's like, okay, we really got trouble because we got everything in place. Here, the quarterback was out. You tried the Ratla. That didn't work out so well. You tried Jake Haener. I think he maybe did a little bit better than Spencer Rattler did, but still no Derek Carr. And if you're saying Derek Carr is no Drew Brees, well, what does that tell you about Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener? No disrespect. My point is, you got to take into consideration that the team was without their starting quarterback.
Thank you, Tommy, because that is a big one for me. A lot of expectations, I think, were too high with a fifth-round rookie coming in to start for you. Obviously, you know, everybody talks about next man up. We've heard it a bazillion times before, though. It depends on who that next man is. And just having the inexperienced quarterback ready to come in for you, not the ideal situation. The Saints obviously would have been better off with someone maybe who had some veteran experience, a little more seasoned in some playing action. But both with Haener and with Rattler, you saw that experience. And I agree with you, with Haener had a little bit better time moving the football. And we just saw, you know, Rattler struggling, especially that last game, with some accuracy issues that, in the end, that's definitely inexcusable when you're throwing too high or too low.
And let me say something else, too, about Jameis Winston. Okay, he came in with the Browns, and they beat the Ravens. Now, all of a sudden, you got people spouting this garbage about, Jameis Winston's a guy. You always want the guy that you don't have, and that was one game.
No, I'm right there with you. It's been pretty sickening for me, at least, to see all this Jameis Winston love. I understand he was a great guy here for rallying people in the locker room.
Yeah, because he wasn't here with the fans when he was here on the field.
Right, exactly. And you know what? He wrote his ticket out of here, obviously, with that last play in that Atlanta game. No love lost there. And my wish for the going into this season was that we'd end up playing the Browns with Jameis at quarterback, and I just might get that. So I'm looking forward, hopefully, to playing the Browns with Jameis under center.
Mm-hmm, me too. So along those lines, looking ahead at the schedule, well, first off, let me get back to Derek Carr. What's the situation on him? What do we know?
Right now, did some throwing sessions the last couple of days. We'll be getting a better gauge tomorrow when the Saints are fully practicing and getting ready for this week's game on Sunday. But all indications are that Dennis Allen says there's been positive progression with that oblique injury. He's expecting him to be back under center on Sunday. But I do find it interesting that if he isn't able to go, the question then becomes, do you turn back to Spencer Rattler or do you give Jake Haener another start? But I guess that'll be another talk after probably Wednesday's first initial practice report comes out and we find out more about Derek Carr. But right now, at least, The progress seems to be good from that oblique issue. So the Saints should have their starting QB back this week against the worst ball club in the NFL.
So I would say Haener, just because you brought Haener in late in the game a couple of times and he did look a little bit better. So why not give him a chance to start if Derek Carr can't go? Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I even thought last game against the Chargers, maybe you would turn to Haener there after he came in late against the Denver game, leading that touchdown drive. But I give the Saints credit, honestly, on that one. They stuck with a guy like Spencer Rattler, trying not to maybe rattle too much of the youngster's confidence, you know, showing in him they believe in him, they want to see what he can do. But after those three games now, we've seen a sample size of what he's dealing with and just didn't seem comfortable. The offense moved a lot more efficiently with Haener under center. So I think it would be just right to give him a shot to at least lead this offense. And if things don't go well, then you turn back to Rattler.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Steve Geller, our sports director, birthday boy, recently turned 49. Hard to believe when you...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wife's what, 22, I think, right?
Yeah, I Jessica? Married young.
Yeah, you did marry young. All right, 821. C puts pictures of his wife and son on social media. It looks like dad standing with his two kids. 821, traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Steve, I'm looking at the schedule. You got the one-win Carolina Panthers coming up, then Atlanta. You got the two-win Cleveland Browns, the three-win Rams. The two-win Giants, Washington, okay, with Jaden Daniels coming back to the Dome. Then you're at Green Bay on December 23rd, a six-win team. Then you got a two-win Vegas team at this time, of course. And then you got Tampa Bay to close the season out. So if we can get our quarterback back, I'm not ruling anything out. Are you?
No, it hasn't looked very promising. Obviously, a six-game skid, it's hard to get excited about anything right now, but this week, you hate to say must-win game, but it has to be at Carolina, a one-win team in the NFL. You beat them to open the year. Now you're going to go there. They've been struggling offensively, the least scoring offense in the league. Their defense has been bad, too. I think it's bottom five in the NFL. And it's definitely a get-right game for this team right now. Hopefully, we're talking about Derek Carr returning. And like you said, it shapes up afterwards, where it's not as difficult of a strength of schedule as it was in the beginning of the year. But, man, we got to win one game right now. It's hard to even fathom trying to put together a streak right now to get back into playoff contention.
Agree. But just from a launching point, I'm looking at it optimistically, okay? you beat Carolina, you get right.
Right.
Then you got Atlanta in the Dome. Then you got Cleveland in the Dome, right? Maybe you get on a little run.
Right, and then
here.
A bye.
You get some people healthy, you get a bye, right? Then you get some more people healthy. Then you go back out to SoFi to play the Rams this time instead of the Chargers. Then you're at New York, so a lot of travel there.
Actually, Tommy, Rams come here.
Oh, I got that wrong. That's right. The Rams do come here. Thank you, Steve, for clearing that up.
No problem.
So, and then you got the Giants. And let's talk about the receivers, because one thing that I do have questions about is, even if Derek Carr does get healthy, who's he going to throw to? Chris Olave banged up. Rashid Shaheed out for the season. What's that receiver room looking like?
Yeah, we saw the addition of Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He did not take part in last game, just wasn't caught up to speed in the offense. So that'll at least be someone, if Derek Carr is back under center, for him to be throwing to. But you mentioned Chris Olave was back last game after dealing with a concussion. Seemed a little hesitant, mm-hmm. And I get it. You know, you're dealing with, you know, concussion symptoms.
So that's not just me that noticed that. He seemed a little hesitant to you, too.
Yeah, and went down pretty quickly. And I know he's had some concussions in the past. I think this was his third or fourth one. So I'm sure he's got some concerns there. So that's an issue for the Saints right now, too. You don't have a receiver. Your number one receiver isn't completely back all the way, and that's mentally. Forget just physically. Hopefully he can develop more during this week and get a little more comfortable. Maybe with Derek Carr back in the mix will help him, too. You still got the youngsters and a Mason Tipton around. Cedric Wilson Jr. Was banged up as well. We don't know about him. Bud Means left last game with an injury issue as well. Hopefully we can keep Taysom Hill healthy and keep using him more, because I think between Hill and Alvin Kamara, obviously a running back, but also we use him in the receiving game too. Those two guys are definitely the key to getting any kind of offensive production back on track for me. Those are your two studs right there.
Eric McCoy is out for the season.
There's still hope that he can come back. But hasn't developed enough, progressed enough, I should say, in his recovery, where they're thinking about bringing him back into the mix. We did get at least another offensive lineman with Cesar Ruiz back last game, and I think, you know, that was a big issue too. Obviously, we talked about with the young quarterbacks, you didn't have a full complement of weapons. You didn't have a full complement of protection with the offensive line. Just neither one, Hayner or Carr, set up for success. You need to have a guy like a Derek Carr to have that veteran leadership, that veteran savvy that's been there, done that before, and isn't going to freak out so much.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your time. Have a good day. Steve Geller, we'll take a break. Come back, talk to Tyler Bridges, a author, local writer, about local governments and the effect that Governor Landry's tax plan he called for a special session could have on them. Tommy Tucker right now. Time for WWL First News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.